Welcome to the Garmia Baptist Church Sermon Podcast. We're so glad you're listening to the pod and trust that this message encourages your heart and faith today. At GBC, we're all about partnering with God in the renewal and restoration of all things, and it's our hope that through these sermons, you'll discover the life-changing power of Jesus. If you'd like to join us in person or online or find out more, check out our website at garmiabaptist.org.au.
This is one of my favourite passages, and it always amazes me how much Paul is able to fit into just a few short verses. This is Colossians chapter 2 and verses 9 to 15. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you've been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He's taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross.
It's good to be back with you all after last weekend's State Youth Camp. Just wanted to say a thank you to those who supported and prayed for us over the last weekend. It was a great weekend. We all survived with minimal injury. A couple of possible broken ribs for me is fine. But everyone that went had a really great time. We all enjoyed ourselves very much. And I just wanted to say thank you to those who did, who were praying for us and were supporting us over the last weekend. I'm also excited to be back so that I can get to speak to you guys in our series that we're doing at the moment around our topic for the year of our extraordinary lives together, as we've been focusing a bit on the ways that we are connected as the body of Christ. And this evening we are at baptism, as we have our baptism service coming up pretty soon. We thought it would be appropriate to talk about the ways that we are connected through baptism. Now, I'd like to mention first of all that baptism, of course, is a very big topic that covers a lot, and there are so many passages and Bible verses on baptism throughout the Bible. We are not going to be able to cover everything, and instead we are looking at something particular, and that is the way that we are connected together as the body of Christ through baptism. But before we jump into the passage in Colossians, wanted to make sure that you were all aware of our beliefs here at GBC in terms of baptism. If I were to start talking about the passage and you guys didn't know or didn't exactly know what we believe here at GBC about baptism, that's probably not very helpful. So just wanted to make a quick mention of those to start off. And the two things in particular that I wanted to mention that we believe here at GBC is that we believe in the baptism of believers, and we believe in full immersion baptism. So the baptism of believers is that we believe that baptism is not the first initial step that you take in following Christ, and it is instead a step that you take along the way in your journey to Christ. So there has to be some sort of faith and belief and journey for Jesus in order for you to get to the place of baptism. Okay, so that's what is meant by baptism of believers. And the second thing is our full immersion baptism, which just basically means, as the name suggests, that we fully dunk you in the water. And the reasoning behind full immersion baptism is to do with the symbolism that it kind of implicates. So if you haven't ever been to our baptism service, we give you an opportunity, those who are getting baptized, an opportunity to come and stand in front of the congregation and share why they would like to be baptized and what's brought them to this stage in their life before then going into the baptism itself. We get them to make a verbal confirmation and agree to some things, such as doing their best to free themselves from sin, doing their bit to follow Christ, and doing their bit and their part to commit to the work of God that is happening here at this church. After that, we then enter the baptism stage, which is where we have our symbolism going on. And the first part of symbolism is actually in the when you are lowered into the water. And when you are lowered into the water, that signifies the death of your old self. Now, the death of your old self obviously includes and is formed in your own flesh and your own blood. And with that burial, just like Jesus was buried, you are buried with your sin and your brokenness. You are then washed clean by the water, which signifies how we are washed clean by the Spirit of Christ. And then we are resurrected out of the water, brought up out of the water in our new bodies and our new life, which is formed in Christ. And it's this symbolism that is kind of the reason why we believe in the full immersion baptism, because we are washed clean. We die in our old selves, washed clean, and are resurrected in Christ, that we believe full immersion baptism. So now that we are aware of those things, we can point back to Colossians. And if you've got your Bible tonight or your phone, I would recommend that you open up your Bible. We are going to flick to another passage later on that'll probably be helpful if you have it on you. But there's a couple of points in here that I do want to point out to us, and I want to point them out in the terms and in on the topic of how we are connected as the body of Christ through baptism. And the first of those is in verses 9 and 10, the start of our passage. Thanks, Derek, for reading that. And this is what it says. It says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is head over every power and authority." This is a really important point for us. And the specifics of what I'm talking about is actually the first bit. "For in Christ all the fullness of deity lives in bodily form." Pretty wordy, but ultimately, what Paul is saying here is that Jesus, in his human form, is fully human, but also is fully God. And the reason why that is important for us is because it's actually through that fully human yet fully God that we are able to be brought to fullness. All right? In order for us to atone for our sins, God required a perfect sacrifice. And Jesus, being fully God and fully human, was able to be that perfect sacrifice as the sinless God that he was, but yet also possessed a bodily form that was actually able to be sacrificed. He was able to die and to feel pain and suffering as we do. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, how does this got anything to do with the way that we are connected through baptism? And if you are thinking that, I commend you. Keep questioning and thinking about your faith deeply, because that's how we grow, right? But ultimately, the way that this connects us together in baptism is that we all need Christ, right? There is no other person beside Jesus that is perfect and was able to be that perfect sacrifice. We no longer have to take part in the Old Testament sacrifices because of Christ, right? We are all sinful, we are all broken, and we have all fallen short. Now, that's not great, but thankfully we do have Christ, okay? And how that brings us together is that as the unfortunate, broken, and sinful people that we are, we tend to want to gather together in connection and community in order to strive to do better in our pursuit of Jesus. So when we gather together as a community, We are able to share our knowledge and wisdom with one another in order to grow in our understanding of the Bible, of our faith, right? We are able to receive prayer and support in our times where we struggle with sin, in our times that we find it tough. We are able to provide support for one another. We are able to better one another in our pursuit of God. And this is possible because of the sacrifice that Christ made for us being perfect. The second point that I want to point out to us is what Paul says in verses 11 and 12. Again, if you have your Bibles, read along. And it says, "In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in a baptism in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead." Now, to understand this, I think it's good for us to go back to Genesis chapter 17, verses 9 to 14. And this is where we find God's original commandment for Abraham to have him and his descendants circumcised. So I will give you a brief moment to find that verse, and then we will read together. So, Genesis 17, 9 to 14, it says, "Then God said to Abraham, 'As for you, you must keep my covenant, and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come. This is my commandment with you and your descendants after you, the covenant you are to keep. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You are to undergo circumcision and will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. For the generations to come, every male among you who is 8 days old must be circumcised, including those born in your household or brought with money from a foreigner. Those who are not your offspring, whether born in your household or brought with your money, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh is to be everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who has not been circumcised in flesh will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant.'" So here, in Genesis 17, circumcision was used by God to as a sign of Abraham's covenant to him and his people. Right? What it was an identity marker for them. It was an identity marker that sets them apart as God's people. Right? So when we have that knowledge and we look back to what Paul says in Colossians, and he says, "You were circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands," right? Obviously, Paul is not talking about physical circumcision here. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the people that Paul is writing to, a lot like us, are Gentile Christians and not Jews. People that were not circumcised, but also had accepted Christ. But Paul here is talking about a spiritual circumcision that we go through. And it's a spiritual circumcision that we go through baptism. All right. "Your whole self ruled by the flesh was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the work of God who raised him from the dead." So we go through this process of spiritual circumcision by entering into baptism. And what that means is that baptism is actually an identity marker for us. Just like circumcision was an identity marker for Abraham and his descendants, baptism is our identity marker for us. We are set apart by God as his people, which was achieved through baptism. And that's why there are millions of people across the world who identify themselves as Baptist Christians. Even ourselves here today, our church, the name of our church is Gaimia Baptist Church. We are a group of people who are located in Gaimia, who believe in the redemptive work that Christ has done on the cross to forgive us of our sins, that join together to follow him. Baptism is an identity marker for us. So as people who are set apart for the Lord through baptism, I think there's a couple of applications for us. The first one you're probably going to think is pretty simple. And this is more for those that haven't been baptized before. If you haven't been baptized before, join us in baptism. All right? Join us in this wonderful public proclamation of your faith, of the wonderful work that God is doing in your life already. We have our baptism service coming up on the 20th of October. It's an excellent opportunity for you or for others that might be wanting to do this to actually do so. And I would like to personally invite those that haven't been baptized to come and join us. Come speak to myself, come speak to Roxanne. You can send Mark a message and chat with him. But we would love you to get baptized if you haven't. All right? But for those that have been baptized, that have received their identity marker in Christ, there is also an application for us. All right? You see, as the people who are set apart for the Lord, we are invited to be able to participate in the work that Christ is doing both in our lives and in the lives of our church. Now, I'm not saying here that you have to come and volunteer all your time to serve in a ministry, right? Because I think it's a bit more than that. There's more to what God does here at this church than just that, right? It can look way different. It can look like turning up to a church service, either an AM or a PM, and joining with your brothers and sisters in Christ, not just as friends, but more than that, people who are siblings in Christ, in community together so that we can better follow him. Or it could look the other end of the spectrum, the other end of the scale, where you could devote all of your time, all of your life in service of God, volunteering all your time to the work that God is doing here in this community and here in this church. And it can be anywhere in between those, because it is a personal journey that you get to go on with God. But my encouragement to you, that as people that are set apart for the Lord, that as people who are brothers and sisters in Christ, let us join together in the pursuit of what God is doing here at this church. And let God tell you what exactly that looks like. There's a journey that you get to go on together. So I hope that is an encouragement for you, and I hope that provides even just a little bit of clarity as to how sort of kind of we are connected through baptism as the body of Christ. If you do have any questions, you can ask Mark on the big three. But you can also ask me if you'd like to. I will do my best to answer, but ultimately if I can't answer them, it'll go back to Mark anyway. All right? But if you would like, again, if you would like to get baptized, and if you haven't, please come and speak to myself or Roxanne. If you would like to know more, please fill out the expression of interest. And if you would like prayer for what God has been doing in your life and in the lives of your community, please come and see someone this evening and get prayer. All right? Let us pray together before we finish our service. Father God, we just thank you for the work that you have done in us and in the lives of those around us. Father God, we just can't thank you enough for the forgiveness that we have received. through your Son, through the perfect sacrifice that died for us. Father, I thank you for our identity marker that is baptism. I thank you that we can signify to ourselves and to others that we have received the blessings that you have given us, that is forgiveness. And Father, as we seek to grow in our connection with one another, to grow in our community together here at this PM service, Father, I just pray that your Spirit will be felt in this place. That Father, that we would know that we are connected, not just as a group of people, not even just as a group of friends, but as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because Father, you are at the heart of our church, and you are at the heart of our lives, Lord. And I just pray that you would remind us of that each and every day, as we seek to do our best to follow you, as we seek to be more like you, and as much like you as we possibly can. And that even though we do a terrible job, even though we don't deserve, you help us by giving us your Son and your Holy Spirit to get us through. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this sermon podcast. We hope you found inspiration and encouragement, and God used this message to speak to you. If you want to connect more with GBC, you can follow us on social media or contact us via our website. You can also get to know some of the people from our church community through the We Are The Church podcast. Real stories of real people sharing how Jesus has shaped and transformed their life. We pray you experience the transforming power of Jesus in your life, and pray that God blesses you today.